Chaotix, The Business of Managing and Marketing in the Age of Turbulence. Author, Philip Kotler, John A. Caslioni. Managing in the Age of Turbulence. Chaotix provides business leaders with the system and tools to successfully navigate through the uncertain waters that will continue to confront all of their businesses in this new era, the Age of Turbulence. The fact is that we are entering a new age of turbulence. During natural turbulence times, stability and predictability vanish. Instead, we are buffeted, bounced, and jabbed by conflicting and relentless forces. Economic turbulence creates the same impact on us as turbulence in nature. Meeting the challenges. Those who manage businesses have a certain view of the world and a certain set of practices for dealing with expected changes in the marketplace. Their view, in the simplest terms, is that times are either normal as a precursor to runaway growth and sustained prosperity, or weak as a precursor to dwindling demand and possible recession. Businesses use a different playbook for dealing with each of these market conditions. In normal times, they compete with a mixture of offensive and defensive plays, but are not likely to win big. In runaway growth periods, they see new opportunities everywhere. They invest and spend freely to capture what they can. In recession times, businesses cut their costs and investment to ensure their survival. The shocks come in all shapes and sizes. In many parts of the world, across many industries, important things are happening that are only dimly perceived, if at all, and certainly their implications are not measured. Business leaders need a new view of the world and a new framework for dealing with chaos. Business leaders must manage during times of greater turbulence through a system that enables them to make better decisions, a management framework and system dealing with chaos. They need Chaotix Management System. New economic stage from normality to turbulence. The world has entered a new economic stage. National economies are intimately linked and interdependent. Commerce is conducted with information flows moving at the speed of light over the internet and mobile phones. But there is also a dark side, one that substantially raises the level of risk and uncertainty facing producers and consumers. An event or change in circumstances of one country can spread to many countries and create massive turbulence, spinning the whole system towards completely unforeseeable outcomes. Scientists have developed chaos theory to study how events may unfold given an initial condition and deterministic assumptions. They can show that a small effect can lead to an exponential growth of perturbations. The butterfly effect. The phrase butterfly effect refers to the idea that butterfly wings create tiny changes in the atmosphere that may ultimately alter the path of a storm system like a tornado in a certain location. According to the theory, had the butterfly not flapped its wings, the trajectory of the tornado might have been vastly different. To begin, business turbulence is defined as the unpredictable and swift changes in an organization's external or internal environments that affect its performance. The butterfly effect occurs because ours is an increasingly interconnected, interdependent, globalizing world that is accelerating in its globalness. Normal versus normality economy. When we describe turbulence in the context of a normal economy versus a new normality economy, we need to better define what actually a normal economy is. Throughout the history of business, there have always been levels of turbulence, both at the macro level as well as the micro level. Business owners and business people have always lived with certain levels of turbulence in business. This is normal and part of a normal economy. And in the normal economy in the past, broad economic swings lasting several years were an essential feature. Over the past 50 years, we've come to count on two essential swings that mark a normal economy. The upswing, that has historically lasted between 6 and 7 years on average, often referred to as the bull market. The market downswing, lasting an average of 10 months, often referred to as the bear market, or sometimes as the market correction. Factors that can cause chaos. 1. Technological advances and information revolution. 2. Disruptive technologies and innovations. The entire basis of disruptive innovation is that it creates dramatic change in the market, causing the status quo technology to be quickly rendered obsolete. 3. Hyper-competition. It occurs when technologies or offerings are so new that standards and rules are in flux, resulting in competitive advantages that cannot be sustained. 4. The rise of the rest. A process of redistributing money and power around the world, away from the United States and Europe and toward the resource-rich countries and rising industrialized nations in Asia and the rest of the emerging world, has been underway for years. 5. Sovereign wealth funds. The wealthy state-owned investment funds of China, Singapore, Abu Dhabi, and Kuwait control assets of almost $4 trillion, and they are now, and for the foreseeable future, in a position to buy their way onto Wall Street and the major London and European exchanges in a big way, making big waves. 6. The environment. All companies face increased pressure to conserve scarce natural resources and reduce pollution to ward off global warming so that life on the planet is not irreparably damaged. 7. Customer empowerment. Management wrong responses to turbulence now becomes dangerous. Business executives approach impending trouble with overconfidence, often denying that their industry or their companies face any real danger. Even the most skilled CEOs, when they fall under economic uncertainty's influence, to make common, serious mistakes. Resource allocation decisions that undermine core strategy and culture. Across-the-board spending cuts versus focused and measured actions. Quick fixes to preserve cash flow, putting the stakeholders at risk. Reducing marketing, brand, and new product development expenses. Declining sales and price discounting. Decoupling from customers by reducing sales-related expenses. Cutting back on training and development expenses in economic crisis. Undervaluing suppliers and distributors. The chaotics model. Managing vulnerability and opportunity. As we enter an era of decisions based on gut and instinct, turbulence will rise and chaos will impact businesses and organizations around the world. Going forward, the new age will be characterized by times of a newly defined normality, punctuated by spurts of prosperity and spurts of downturn. In the age of turbulence, however, there will be more abrupt and erratic shifts in these smooth trajectories. From turbulence to sustainability. Here's a short list of new behaviors that should be considered for attaining sustainability. Business leaders should visit places where change is happening. They need to feel change personally, not just read about it in a business magazine or get it in a report. Executive management must eliminate the filters, i.e., their access to unpleasant truths should not be blocked by anyone in their organizations who may be motivated to protect them. Business leaders must accept the inevitability of strategy decay, for nothing lasts forever. Construction of key scenarios. Constructing scenarios is a strategic planning method that organizations use to make flexible long-term plans. Effective scenario construction requires identifying the turbulence drivers in the environment that could create chaos. When business leaders and their executive teams begin constructing multiple scenarios, a lot depends on how much uncertainty exists, with the following levels. Level 1. A clear enough future in which residual uncertainty is irrelevant to making strategic decisions, so managers can make a single forecast that is a sufficiently precise basis for their strategies. Level 2. Alternative futures where future analysis cannot identify which outcome will actually occur, but it helps establish probabilities. Level 3. A range of potential futures where managers can construct several scenarios to deal with the complexity of underlying factors. Here, it is better to avoid developing redundant scenarios that may hinder decision-making. Companies will also need to establish response systems for each scenario down to each functional department and geographic location. Designing management systems for resilience. The goal is for business leaders to create organizations that are responsive, robust, and resilient, ones that can live and thrive. Responsive, being able to quickly react to external stimuli. Robust, being able to withstand stresses, pressures, or changes in procedures and circumstances. Resilient, being able to spring back or rebound. Some practices to weather extended periods of economic turbulence. Quickly reduce costs and control spending by narrowing business focus. Refrain from the across-the-board cutback. Consider alternatives to layoffs. Invest in opportunity. Retain and develop top talent. Make sure everyone is on the same track. Encourage questions and new ideas. Communicate authentically. Create a positive vision and attitude that acknowledge reality.